This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On this Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the professional dairy producers, we look at the long-term effect on the trade war with China with Ben Buckner, Chief Grains and Dairy Analyst at Ag Resource, who said on a recent PDP Dairy Signal,
lots of things happening, of course, especially over the last 30 days. Mathematically, a contracting U.S. economy, trade issues, maybe the U.S. provided some kind of olive branch to China. There's no concrete confirmation of that. So we're all just kind of waiting to see how this trade war, these trade negotiations evolve. Other than that, kind of prevailing themes is the dominant, I think, factor in the markets today. And those are the trade war. After everything has been sorted out, I think, you know, from tariffs, 45% East Asia to now just 10% reciprocation across the world. And now there's very little retaliatory tariffs placed on the U.S., except from China. But that's kind of where we are. You know, administration, I think the U.S. and China, we are at war with each other. We're doing it through economic issues. But it's clearly because of China's kind of resurgence over the last two decades and the U.S. trying to maintain dominance. And that's where we are. And that's the concern over the next 2, 5, 10 years. But just wanted to communicate that after everything that's happened since about the early part of February, it is the U.S. against China. And that's, I think, how this thing evolves, at least through the rest of 2025. Second most important thing, though, is the world dairy markets are very tight. They're probably going to get tighter. And so fundamentally, I think both grains and dairy markets, for now at least, and this is odd given all the chaos we've seen the last couple of months, I think we are trading fundamentals. The dairy markets and grain markets is trading supply and demand. And the tariffs aren't terribly relevant to price discovery, let's say, in the medium term. You know, China's, of course, going to buy all of South American soybeans. They're not going to buy any from the U.S. So that's the risk to the soybean farmer in the U.S. Grain flows are pretty normal. And I think dairy flows today, at least, are pretty normal. So it's all weather. It's all supply and demand. And so we're not negative dairy. That's, I think, the overarching message. I don't think we're going to see the heights that we've seen in the markets during, you know, summer and autumn the last 2 years. I think there may be upside to $20 class three, not $24 class three. But again, we're not negative dairy markets. And that's because the U.S. is very, very competitive. The global market is less volatile, and the trend there is still pretty clear to us. So kind of moving higher, slowly but steadily, two steps forward, one step back. The global dairy market has been tight, stays tight, and we're getting a little concerned that it gets tighter because of what's happening in terms of shrinking cow numbers in Europe, which is the second largest exporter of dairy products on Earth. So again, a lot going on, but the message is, you know, not negative dairy markets. Feed markets are going to be volatile, but we think there's a lot of evidence to support lower corn prices the second half of this year. And I think the geopolitical headlines will continue to come pretty fast and loose indefinitely. So the long-term effects, I think the biggest concern that we've got is economic growth. So I think it's going to be challenging for the two largest economies on Earth to really have a lot of growth. So paying more for things on both sides of the trade war and just kind of the being forced to resort market ideas is going to kind of hinder certainty, hinder growth. That's, I think, the number one thing. The second thing, I think, and since it is with China specifically, other countries may be collateral damage, is it's the soybean market. And again, like I mentioned, the biggest risk here is just fundamental. If the trade war continues, the price of soybeans in Brazil is going to go up quite a bit. Then you have the incentive, then they're going to grow more soybeans, and we're probably not going to get that market share back unless there is just pretty crippling drought in Argentina and Brazil. So two things. One, global economic growth will be curtailed because of the trade war. And number two, soybeans, just more is going to be produced in South America.
And that's Ben Buckner, Chief Grains and Dairy Analyst at Ag Resource. If you'd like to hear his comments in its entirety, just simply go to pdpw.org and click on the Dairy Signal. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday on Dairy Radio Now.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.